With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Brian Johnson was just a boy when his dad bucked the trend and adopted no-till farming practices. Now Johnson is following in his father's footsteps, promoting sustainable agriculture. The Johnson Family Farm snagged the 2019 Leopold Conservation Award, given to private landowners who practice an ethical relationship with the land. He says his is one of many no-till farms, and it's all part of a bigger farm conservation effort.
One of the big things with this family is take care of the land, it'll take care of us. So you have to change your mentality with going from conventional to no-till, because there's going to be hiccups. But I think there's enough resources and enough people doing it nowadays that it's not like you're reinventing the wheel now.
And Kevin Norton with the Natural Resources Conservation Service explains the long-term investment needed in farm conservation efforts.
A lot of the conservation is every acre of the farm is invested in conservation, and they may start in one place and it may take 3, 4, or 5 years to get across the entire operation. You cannot always do all of your conservation work or have that investment across your operation in one single year. So it's a long-term investment that yields rewards, but it takes conservation planning, conservation technical assistance to bring that to the private lands.
Johnson agrees and says after the family gave up conventional farming and adopted no-till practices, it took about 5 years to see real improvement in the soil. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.